How is it with war and hate that they dominate our destiny? And what antidote could turn the tide? What thought rend the veil and set us free? What tactic and demise do we meet, hidden behind the mask of truth, supported by wealth, fame, and authority that mark us doomed from birth? Is it our subtle, sensitive minds and our nature to believe and trust that goodness will overcome evil and transform fear, greed, and lust? Is it the deeds we perform day to day with courage, generosity, and compassion that offer our adversaries alternatives while realizing our goals and mission? When it comes to war and hate, nothing worth having remains in the end. But when embraced face to face, the adversary becomes an ally and friend. The dynamics of war and identity lives in every human being, in every artist with imagination, in every deed, thought, and feeling. What is the source of war and hate? Unless it is fear of loss and rejection that sees ownership and pride as a goal with freedom and soul as a victim. Does not the demise of war begin with identifying the enemy and the mastery over hate with naming the source of enmity? The antidote then is clear and concise, with birth and death the decisive answer. For in death, identity is consumed, and birth brings hope for the future.